I'm also not of a mind that consolidation is the really bad thing in the industry. By the way, I am of a mind that vertical integration is the really bad thing in the industry right now. The idea that these platforms are owning and producing everything that they distribute and owning all rights in perpetuity of everything that they distribute. Right. And I think it's a very dangerous thing for the industry. And I think that there's a clear analogy to, you know, there were regulatory protections put in place during an analogous time, which was in the early 1970s when the media business was controlled by three broadcast networks. Yeah. And the regulators felt like they shouldn't be able to own the stuff that they air. And I believe that everybody, and it's, by the way, to be fair, it's not just Netflix, it's Disney is hugely vertically integrated.
Yeah.
They all want to be.
I mean, that's the goal. That's why you buy these companies, is to vertically integrate.
That's the goal. And I think that's the most dangerous thing for the Hollywood creative community right now.
And do you think there's any chance of these FinCEN rules coming back? I mean, I hear that all the time, and I know the antitrust people would love it.
I'm not convinced that FinCEN per se will come back, but you never know whether there will be more. I do believe there should be more regulatory scrutiny on this kind of concentration. I believe that people should be concerned about the health of Hollywood. It's one of the great American industries. Look, I'll give you another example. Historically, you know, you go back 15, 20 years, Hollywood IP was the number two U.S. export. I believe it is now, I believe it's a negative. I believe Hollywood imports more international content than it exports right now because people are buying all rights in perpetuity and just sitting on those rights and distributing themselves as opposed to in the open market.